Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Life is short, and it's full of a lot of interesting questions. What does happiness really mean? How do I get the most out of my time here on Earth? And what really is the best cereal? These are the questions I seek to resolve on my weekly podcast, Life is Short with Justin Long. Follow Life is Short wherever you get your podcasts. You can also listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all the crap we love to talk about on ye old bros. It's Ronnie and the gorgeous, talented, thin and educated Ben Mandelker. Hello, Ben.
Hi, how are you?
Good, babe. What's going on with you today?
You know, just getting through the week, just leading up towards the crappies on Friday. I'm really excited. I'm really stressed out, but like I'm really excited for the show. I'm excited even more so for the day after when it's all over. But I think it's gonna be so fun. I'm so delighted. I'm like, I can't wait for everyone just to be there. I'm fingers crossed nothing like me getting COVID happens between now and then. You never know. But if I do
don't
come down
that.
With COVID for some reason, I'll just put out a little picture of me right there on the stage with you.
Do not say that.
You never know.
Oh,
I don't know.
Well, welcome to Ronnie Karam Crappens.
The Ronnie Karam Show.
I still have plenty of boas. Don't think I won't use them, suckers.
That's right.
Everybody, the show is on Friday night. We're going to be in Phoenix the night before Thursday night, recapping Real Housewives of Miami and doing some pre-categories, getting some of those taken care of. Friday night's at the Wiltern in Los Angeles. We're also going to be streaming this live through Moment House. So you can get live streaming tickets, LA tickets, Phoenix tickets, also tickets for the rest of the winter and spring over at watchwhatcrappens.com. Also, this week's video recaps are going to be super fun, and the bonus episodes are always fun. This week we did a ChatGPT bonus episode, which was pretty great. So go check that one out.
Wow,
we were cracking up the whole time. And that's it for the preamble. Let's get on to I never thought it's Summer House. Lindsay and Carl.
Wow.
Like that straight Joker smile. I mean, they really are the Joker smile couple at this point, just gritting their teeth, trying to convince us that everything's great. I'm officially not buying it.
I am, first of all, loved the episode. I'm loving the season so far. I feel like everything is sort of back to where it needs to be. Carl is no more is Carl like the, hey, I'm just like the nice guy. Like Carl's back to being inept. Carl's being back to inept and irresponsible. Lindsay's back to terrorizing people. You have Paige. Paige is being funny. Does anyone else need to Kyle? I mean, Kyle's Kyle, but like, We're not in like wedding Kyle zone. We're not Kyle and Amanda are just like doing Kyle and Amanda stuff. I feel like the show is like really where it needs to be. Like this is the best version of like of all these people doing the things that they do. And I'm so into it so far in just two episodes.
Yeah. Super fun. Yeah, you know, worried about the imbalance of the cast, but why worry? You know, you just take it day by day, guys. You just one day at a time, as they say. And God, really, AA, I mean, sitcoms from the 70s, early 80s, it's the same. So I'm just going to take it one day at a time, not really worry about it. It is kind of fun having new people just filtering in to get pissed off.
Yeah.
And then leave again. And then just having new people keep coming in.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying that.
I love the new people so far. I'm so intrigued to see where you're going to land on this Kyle versus Carl situation, because I have definite opinions, and I, for a while, I was like, oh yeah, we're going to go in on this. And then I was like, then I thought to myself, what if Ronnie and I are not aligned? I mean, that could happen. I mean, it's okay if it happens, but like, I'm so excited to see how it all plays out.
Well, I mean, hopefully maybe you'll go work for Loverboy, you know, and then Carl can maybe come over here and take over at Crapitz. We could just switch. Yeah. We could do like a wife swap type situation.
Yeah, I'll be like, yeah, wife. Cool. Listen, Ronnie, I just want you to know, like, I haven't been feeling very appreciated, so I'm just going to fly off in the middle of this podcast right now. So I'll see you later, everyone. Bye.
You look great, by the way. So
you look great, by the
let's
way.
Let's start with this. So everybody is packing for a beach picnic. It's a beach picnic episode, guys. It's like Below Deck.
Yep.
All the Bravo shows are just doing the same things now.
You know? Beach picnics. It's
like beach picnic. Yeah. So Paige is actually helping to carry a cooler, which is weird.
Growth.
I see you making an effort to change. Normally, I don't suggest people change. I think it makes things worse. But, you know, as someone who doesn't like being forced to carry coolers just because I'm big, I appreciate it, Paige. Nice work.
Yeah, and they're all loading up their Kias, y'all. Kia fam, ha. And then, because last week the show really triggered me with their Kia situation, as you, anyone who heard the recap heard, I really sent me down a path.
Well, but, yeah, you're literally driving a Kia now.
I now have a Kia.
How that happens? What about the people who only listen to Summer House? You have to know. Ben actually had that freak out last week. Literally went to the Kia store. And here he is now with the Kia.
He's actually recording
this from his Kia.
It's not even me. This is my Kia talking. My Kia has ChatGPT installed into it. And the Kia is just like, I think this is what Ben would say. Yeah, no, I tracked down like the only Kia of its type in like in the area. And I got it, damn it. I got it. And now I'm
Summer House Kia, gave Kia you fan. Permission and you just ran with that ball. So congrats on your new baby.
Thank you, my little Kia baby.
Now, that said, they pack up their Kia. I don't know why we're pretending this isn't Summer House. This is July 4th. This is the biggest party weekend on Summer House. This is the kickoff party of the weekend. This is the party where Carl got that America cake that one of the twins made smashed into his face. This is a big deal on Summer House, and you're going to a beach picnic? Guys,
to a public beach picnic. I know, it was surprising. They show up at this beach. I'm like, is this Jones Beach or something? I mean, it was just like thousands of Jones people. Did it say Jones Beach?
Yes.
I thought Jones Beach was not out there.
It said something Jones Beach. It did. There was a sign, I swear. Because I was like, Jones Beach.
That cannot be.
It said
my friend Neil,
like,
who...
If you can't park my friend here, Neil's park gonna, Jones he's Beach. Gonna get mad said at us. Something like that. I don't care. He's
my
not
friend Neil.
He
lives
fucking,
out there.
He's a fucking sweater gay from the Hamptons. You think I'm fucking afraid he's gonna beat me up?
Please. That's why he's gonna be like, Ben, I live in the Hamptons.
If Ronnie doesn't stop shit talking me, I'm gonna have him walk on the tiny little pebbles all over our beach and hurt his feet. Okay. I'm afraid of you.
Either way, they go to some public beach with lots and lots and lots of people, which felt like very un-Bravo. Like this felt that was like, I feel like public, like crowded beaches are more MTV or TLC, but Bravo is like private beaches with no one in the anywhere. You know, the people on Bravo like clear everyone out before a Bravo shoot happens. So I was like, wow.
Not anymore. And you know, the Hamptons, you've got to hand it to the Hamptons. They are consistent. It's like fuckboys on these shows who pretend they change, but then like 2 years later, they are back fucking everybody over again. Not saying it's going to happen with anyone in particular this year, but I'm watching. This show's very consistent. The Hamptons are like, no, we don't want you. And they are trying harder year after year to get rid of this show. I mean, they got them to bring down the hammer on the rental unit so that the house has to like rezone and not use all of those extra rooms. I mean, they're not letting them shoot a lot of places. The Hamptons is coming for your asses. Summer House.
Yeah, they're doing it. It's
You're always on the run. You're always on the run. So anyway, you're wasting July 4th. I don't appreciate it, show. Give us some respect, okay? This is like season 19.
Yeah, where's the party?
We deserve the respect, yeah.
Where's the party? At least they're not in Quag, okay? At least they're not in Quag. So they're all there. Chris, he's the new guy. He's like asking Sam, who's the new girl, to lotion his back. I was like, who is Sam? Who does Sam look like? It's driving me nuts. She's like a blonde Amy Adams, like a young blonde Amy Adams.
Oh, yeah, I can see that because she's a little freckle face.
Yeah, and she has that kind of like button nose and like the oval mouth. You know how like Amy Adams, you know how Amy Adams has like the mouth that's like the shape of a pill, like a Tylenol capsule?
Okay.
You know, she has that too.
Yeah. So Kyle is drunk already. By the way, Kyle's 40 now. He's going to have to see somebody soon. Okay, I would just, spoiler alert, watch what you say about Carl, because karma has a lot of alcohol content in it, and you're drinking a lot of it right now, sir.
True, okay? But he is like a wasp, and so, like, it's also on brand. Like, you know.
I mean, I guess. It's 10 in the morning, and he's already wasted, okay?
And he's stressed out, man.
Thinking about work, man.
Man, so, Traitor's Reunion, man. Stressed out.
Poor Chris is so cute, you know, and he's doing this flirt thing with Sam, and he's like, yeah, keep rubbing that lotion on my back. Oh, yeah, I can't reach down there. She's like, where are your friends? Because he made the ultimate fuck boy mistake and introduced hotter friends to the girls he could have interest
hot,
in this summer.
Hot friends. Jerez. Why is Jerez not a cast member of the show? I want answers. Why are we not seeing this beautiful man every single week on our televisions? This hot fuckboy of a male model. We need to have him on. We need him actually on the show because we need to see all of his terrible behavior so that way we can be released from the spell of his hotness.
He is really cute, and I wouldn't be surprised if they made him a cast member in the future. But, you know, everybody knows not to show up with male models as your friend if you ever want to get laid. Why do you think my group of friends look like a home garden? I mean, it's like a potato, a tomato, a summer zucchini. I mean, not one of them is a model, okay? I walk in with veggie tails.
Just to increase your chances of booty.
Yes, well, of course. You know, you don't walk in with supermodels, okay? Let's see. He's like, why are you worried about my friend? She's like, your friend is hot. Oh my God, he's so hot. And Gabby's like, oh my God, your friend is so hot.
And then we just hear Lindsay off screen go, does anybody want to play ladder ball? And I'm like, I don't even know what ladder ball is, but I'm terrified of it already.
Ladder ball is where we put avocados on a high shelf, so Amanda will have to climb a ladder to reach them, and then we throw balls at her until she cries.
I'm just imagining Lindsay just throwing little ladders at people. Like tiny, like those little, like My Giant ladders, you know? Is that what it's called, My Giant, or the Little Giant, or whatever? You're just like throwing them like a football on the beach, but it's a ladder. All right, go on, go deep, here comes a ladder.
It's like some idiot trying to like capitalize on cornhole fame. Like, I'm going to make cornhole, but standing up. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. That's what it looks like ultimately, right? Because it's like two ladders and you throw like a ball with like a rope on it and then it swings around it. I don't know.
Weird.
Tell you one thing. It's nothing compared to Luke's game of hit the nail with the hammer on a log that we saw in Winterhouse.
Yeah, that was the ultimate for sure. So Kyle is talking to Amanda and Mia, and Amanda's playing with her boobs. And did she get a breast reduction? What do they keep talking about Amanda's boobs?
I actually don't know.
Oh, well, they keep talking about them, and she's like, oh my God, my boobs are different. And Kyle's like, yeah, I didn't mind when they were watermelons. I really didn't. And so Mia's like, oh, go cool off, Kyle, whatever. And he's like, yeah, grandma, 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 grandma. That's all I have to think about. Grandma, grandma, grandma. Yeah, I don't like that with the boner. Don't keep saying grandma, grandma while you're getting a boner. Okay.
Why not?
Sandwich. Because you don't want to get used to having a boner while you're thinking of your grandma.
I can see that. That's sort of it creates a Pavlovian response, I guess.
Yeah. Then every time you get a boner, you're going to start seeing your grandma in your head. Good luck with that.
Well, speaking of boner killers, Sam is here to kill Chris's boner because I thought they were flirtatious. But then she tells us there's a very different vibe that I have with Chris versus the guys that I make out with. It's just like, hey, what's up with Chris? You know, it's like you don't fist bump a guy you're trying to fuck. Am I right? I'm like, oh, is Chris going to be like the new Alex? And is like, because Alex was sort of like the new, What was the guy from season two? Can't even remember him. The Israeli guy.
I don't remember his name. I don't keep useless information. Let it go.
Okay.
You know, Elsa, gone. That shit. Just throw it into the wind. But yeah, gone. You know, Chris has more personality so far. At least I think he does. But I think we might be getting tricked because every season has this guy. Literally every season has this guy. And maybe that's like the running joke that they keep casting the same type on purpose that just cannot get any play at all or camera time. But so far he seems better. But I'm telling you that that supermodel was a mistake. So
supermodel, really? Yeah. A huge mistake. And not only did he bring the supermodel around last week, the supermodel is back this week and shirtless and all over the place. And it's just like, Chris just doesn't stand a chance.
Yeah. So we go to Maya and Amanda and Paige talking. Oh, a cookie update on Maya, by the way, everybody.
Okay, go ahead.
Maya sent me the cookies. Okay. Maya sent me the cookies. I would like to publicly apologize because Maya actually sent me a mailing shipping label to prove that she sent me those goddamn cookies, and here I am saying I didn't get the cookies. Now, I did not get the cookies, but that doesn't mean that she didn't send them. So guess who else is in trouble now? Not Maya, because Maya apparently has great cookies. Everybody says her cookies are great. I will be reordering these cookies, and I'm excited to taste these cookies. But Maya, I owe you a public apology, because on the first recap, I didn't say that you sent them. I didn't know. I went back in my Instagram messages and saw a message from Maya with a screenshot with my address and everything. So thank you. I did not get them. Not your fault. Fuck you, post office. I'm not paying taxes this year. So anybody listening from the IRS, come and fucking get me. How dare you try and rob me of Maya's cookies? I pay for potholes on these roads, and you're going to try and deprive me of some delicious cookies? Screw you, post office.
Also, want to give a public expression of gratitude to Alexia from Real Housewives of Miami, who inspired Ronnie to keep scrolling down in his message with Maya.
Literally, I was searching my Gmail for messages from the Need blog, which was their original email address or whatever that you order from, but they've changed their company address and all this other stuff since, you know, because they have to scale. That became a huge business, I'm sure. So I was looking for emails there. As most of you know, I'm never on Instagram, okay? I don't look at anything on my own personal Instagram. Anyway, point is, we don't need to belabor it, but I'm sorry, Maya, and can't wait to really eat your cookies. And that's it. Yeah. I will not be talking about this cookie drama anymore. It is going to bed. Good night, cookies.
Good night, cookies. I'm glad because I really love Maya, and I'm glad that this has all been settled and we have like a good resolution to it, you know?
Yeah, me too. Sort of. Better resolution will be when I'm actually digesting the cookies, okay?
But you know what? We are doing a show in New York later this year, and maybe we can get them directly from her.
Oh my God, Maya, please, if you're listening to this, please stop. First of all, this isn't for you. But if you are, please bring me some cookies.
I want to get on that too. I went to a friend's game day and he got this giant box of cookies, a giant box. There must have been 24 cookies in that. He did not get a single chocolate chip cookie. There was like half of them were oatmeal raisin and then a snickerdoodle and something else. And the oatmeal raisin was delicious. It was great. But I was furious that there was no chocolate chip cookies in there. Have you ever heard of such a crazy order for a group of people to not have a chocolate chip cookie in the mix?
Now, where were these cookies from?
Someplace in Culver City, which probably explains a lot. You know, Culver City. I call Culver City the trap city for anyone who's... Because you get trapped in it. You go to Culver City. Yeah. First of all, it's so much larger than it... Like, so if someone says, hey, you want to meet for lunch in Culver City, don't just say, okay, sure. Because in your mind, you're thinking, oh, Culver City is always... It's like 15 minutes away from everything. But once you get to Culver City... Everything in Culver City is 35 minutes away from everything. So, like, as Culver City is somehow next to, like, Hollywood, or next to Beverly Hills, but also next to Marina Del Rey, it, like, doesn't make sense as a city. It's all just, like, a fast, casual wasteland. And you get in there, and it just feels like you just can't get out. It's just there's so much disappointment in Culver City all the time.
But that's where all the industry is now, brah. Okay.
Well, I hope
Sony. It's like everything's over there. You better get
Well, cold. Congratulations. Enjoy your city full of oatmeal raisin cookies.
To you, Culver City is like the beach on Summer House where everybody insists on having their faces smudged out so they won't appear on camera, but they're everywhere. You're like, oh, it's just like a city of smudge faces.
It really is. It really is. And I go to Culver City literally every single week for my game night. And
Well, that's why you hate it, because you're forced to do the drive. I only go there like once, like an audition once every 2 years. I used to go there like when I would make an effort. You know, I have once every 2 years. I'm like, I'm going to make an effort. And I lose like 5 pounds and go to an audition and then I quit. Okay. So anyway, Maya, Amanda, and Paige are talking. And Maya is saying how she likes this side of Amanda because Amanda's being so fun and playing with her boobs. And Amanda's like, no, you just like me when I'm not planning a wedding. She goes, whatever. It's working. You know?
Yeah. Hey, you know, listen, it's better when you're not planning a wedding. That's fine. Yeah. So then Amanda's like, now I have two children and they're very hairy. They're puppies. Everyone's like, no, don't want to hear about it. So Paige is like, you want to hear, guys, you want to hear something crazy? Craig has like never admitted to me when he's pooped before. And he's also like never farted in front of me. And I kind of like it. I think it's like pretty chic. I think that like farting is out for 2023.
And Amanda's like, you're in your 1 year days. And Maya said, I've been a girlfriend for like 3 days and I don't have the respect. So, but I also like that this conversation came about because they're like, do your dogs stare at you while they poop? Because dogs do that. They like they poop. They poop facing away from you, but then turn and stare at you while they poop, like to make sure you're watching them poop. Like, are you happy now? Here I am, pooping like a monster in public.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappin's Com.
Decades before Anna Delvey began scamming her way into high society, Christian Carl Gerhardsreiter was infiltrating America's most elite circles with little more than a fake name and a lot of charm. Bold, ruthless, and willing to kill, Gerhardsreiter embarked on a caper across the West Coast, successfully evading the FBI for decades. Hi, I'm Saatchi Kohl, co-host of Wondery's podcast Scamfluencers, where we unpack the lives and schemes of some of the biggest scammers and con artists. In our recent two-part series, Three Weddings and a Funeral, high society's top social circles become a playground for a fraudster. Follow Scamfluencers wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
So now Jerez shows up. Thank God. I'm waiting. I was like, when's Jerez going to show up again? So Jerez is back. And Gabby is sort of has eyes for Jerez. So so Chris is like, hey, guys, remember my friend Jerez? Gabby's like, yeah. Stop talking. Hi.
I felt so bad because Chris, when Jerez showed up, he goes, finally, some testosterone here. And it just cuts to Kyle, like, wasted, swaying back and forth on the beach.
Well, Jerez also, we found out some of his personality this week, which is he does, like, he does the male model faux modest laugh. If you're like, oh, God, you're so handsome. I'm like, okay, Mr. Shen, what's the male version of Shannon? What's the male Shannon Bedore?
Sean
Bedore.
Let me tell you, Damon. First of all, I love gorgeous guys who pretend they're not gorgeous or they don't know. I hate when gorgeous people know they're gorgeous. I hate it.
Yeah.
I know he knows he's gorgeous. He has fucking eyes and hands. He can feel himself and look at himself and probably hear himself and smell himself. I mean, he's just, he knows, but he's not letting on that he knows. And I appreciate that. You know what I mean? Also, he knows how to show up to a party and get laid because who does he come with? A short person. He comes with a short person.
Yeah, there was some guy.
I don't think the camera ever even showed his face. The camera, like, jumped over a smudge-faced person just to not show the short guy's face. Like, they were terrible to the short person.
Yeah, the short guy was just like, he's just like the front lines in a war. Just things that are just going to get eliminated. You know? Yeah. So he just, like, he went to 7-Eleven. He found a guy. He's like, picked him up and said, here, you need to be part of this process for me. Sorry.
He straight up walks on the beach and gets cannonballed across the beach, you know, dead. front row. So then Lindsay is watching Carl swim in. Oh, God, this couple.
He's riding a wave.
So he's riding a wave back in from the ocean, and she's standing right at the edge of the water going, yay, go, babe. Go, babe. You can do it, babe. Babe.
Were you doing that to pee, babe? Because, oh, no, babe. Oh, just trying to get some cold water. Oh, you're so pretty. You're so pretty, babe. You're so pretty, babe. Babe, you're pretty. Oh, when I was on that wave, all I could think about was you. Yeah.
Love you're so pretty, babe. Babe.
You're babe. You're pretty, babe.
Babe.
You're babe.
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 Babe. I saw a starfish, babe. But I was like, that can't be a starfish because the only star I know is you, babe.
Hi, starfish! It's just that girl from Below Deck years ago in the water chasing her boyfriend.
Amy.
So they kiss, and Maya's watching them like, ugh. And Carl's like, I love you so much. I love you so much. And Maya's like, clearly I need to have a conversation with Lindsay because, like, the way I view friendship is so sacred. Like, I'm the most guarded person you'll ever meet. I don't trust people. And I feel like I trusted Carl.
Yeah. And so, which, by the way, no one trusts Carl. What about this show has ever given anyone indication that Carl is trustworthy? Literally nothing. Unless... Right. You're doing a post, like a Postmates order.
Well, you know how people come on these shows and they're like, oh, I've never watched a show. I believe that for Maya. Because yeah. Maya seems to be shocked by everything and everybody on this
show. Maya should not be on this show. She's like way too intelligent. The way she approaches conversations is with this, like, this level of, like, of just, like, intelligence and self-possession that just does not belong on Bravo, you know?
Right. You have to be insecure for it to work, you know? Yeah. Insecure, not just insecure, because Maya will say she's insecure probably, but like insecure mixed with delusion. I don't know.
Yeah. So I don't think she's deluded. That's the thing. That's why she's a weird mix for the show, because she might be insecure, but she has no delusions.
So Maya pulled... Well, maybe she's insecure, but she's also... confident enough in what she's it's like she's self-aware enough to know that she should be insecure because she's a human being. If that makes any sense. I don't know how to explain it. Like, she says she's insecure and I can believe her, but she also waits to find a really good guy, doesn't act desperate. Like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, she doesn't act like the rest of these people, you know?
Yeah.
Like, she seems self-confident. Maybe she's confident enough to like talk about her insecurities.
She seems like a realist.
I don't know. I can't put my finger on it. However, she also is realizing this season that she is on a reality show and she's got to fight with people because this year she's really, nobody cares that much that Carl couldn't smoke weed with them after the Family Feud. You know
literally
what I mean?
No,
like,
does.
Nobody cares.
No one cares.
She does though. So she's like, this is a storyline, right? So she pulls Kyle aside. And which is very smart because she knows Kyle has some issues with Carl. She can tell. So she's team building, which is a good reality move. So she's like, listen, I don't know what to do. And he's like, well, I'm not really a sitter, but like, I'm going to sit right now. This is me sitting and laying down, but this is how I do because I'm not usually a sitter. So Kyle, it's 10
Who says he can't grow? Who says he can't grow? Look at this man learning how to sit on a beach. After 40 years of always standing and talking over people on a beach.
Yeah.
So they're talking about, like, Maya's basically like, you know, she's like, look, we have this shared thing, which is that we both had relationships with these people and now they're different. And now we're both sad about it. And Kyle's like, yeah, I mean, the reason I'm a little irked out is that, like, nothing's changed on my end except I grew a mullet, which no one seems to acknowledge yet. I mean, how much hair does someone have to grow behind their nape before someone says, hey, cool mullet, man?
Yeah. And he's like, that's why I'm so frustrated, freaked out and frustrated. And then it just cuts to Carl kissing Lindsay's legs. He's like, babe,
you want to ride a wave? You want to ride a wave? Yeah.
So Kyle's like, I need to talk to them. Cause like, I don't want to come into the summer, like not happy. Yeah, like hating this. Yeah, I hate this too. And have this like, what, this energy? No, yeah, I mean, yeah, I hate it too. I was like, wow, Maya's really, Maya knows how to get her way. Just finish those sentences for dumbass Kyle and get him wound up.
Seriously. So then meanwhile, Paige and Gabby decide they're going to go dip their toes in the water. And then Paige is like, oh my God, it's like so cold. You're like a cold ocean. You're just a stupid cold ocean. Like, look how cold that ocean is. It's a cold, cold, unfashionable, unstylish ocean. Like you are so like 2018 and it's like literally about to be 2023. What a stupid ocean.
And Gabby's like, I can't even pee. Like, I'm going to have to get like wasted to make pee. And Paige is like, no, just sit right over there. Just laugh about like hating water and nature. And Paige asks her if she's having a fun time, and Gabby's vibing with everybody. And then they start talking about Jerez.
Well, first thing, she's like, oh, what do you think about Chris? She's like, oh yeah, I mean, I like Chris. Like, we have good banter. But what about his friend? Oh my God, yes, I love his friend. Chris has no chance.
Poor Chris. So then Carl and Kyle are putting up tiki torches, because that's what they do. And Carl's like, oh. hey, Carl, want a cheese stick? Carl's like, yeah, man, I want a cheese stick. So they unwrap the string cheese mozzarella stick and just like talk over cheese sticks.
Yeah, yeah. Polio-inspired confrontation. So...
Let's go like, hey. While we flesh sword fight. It's like also like protein fight, you know, dairy, you know.
Yeah. So Kyle's like, listen, man, I mean, I feel like there's like an elephant in the room. Actually, the spokesperson for polios is actually just a parrot. Okay, cool. Well, I want to do a check-in. I can't put my finger on it. Something is a little bit off. Oh, is it because you grew a mullet and no one's laughing at it yet? Yeah, I think actually that might have a large part to do with it, to be honest.
Well, I don't know, man. It's like, I moved in with Lindsay, and like, I can't quite say where like I'm coming from right now.
And Kyle's like, oh, yeah, let's walk. Look, dude, what are you thinking?
And Kyle's like, well, you know, work, like, work-wise, like, life is nuts. Like, I'm burned out, bro. Like, I'm thinking longer term.
You know, I can't stand that Carl said... I've just been so busy moving in with Lindsay that I haven't been able to share fully where I'm coming from. I'm sorry. That's a terrible excuse. When you move in with someone, you don't enter a cocoon of like no email and phone for 2 months. Okay. You're busy for a weekend. I'm sorry. That's just the way it is. No, but
this stuff all happened at the reunion when they were all going against Lindsay, and then Amanda was caught on the hot mic talking shit about Lindsay and saying, like, she's manipulating Carl, and this is all Lindsay's fault, and then Amanda comes on camera and acts all innocent, like she never said anything, and so then they hear this stuff, and then Carl's like, Carl, and he's always going to be in this position, by the way, dating Lindsay, because Lindsay has problems with everybody. But like now he's with difficult Lindsay, and he's got to stand by her side, and he can't be like palling around with people who are talking shit about her. He has to be on
her
side.
So I think that's fine. I don't mind any of that. I'm just saying, I hate that he said, oh, because I've just been so busy moving in with Lindsay. Like, what does that mean? I hate when people say bullshit like that. That literally means nothing. It's like you spent a weekend moving. You guys moved in together a while ago. Don't say that you're so busy moving in. Just say what's really on your mind.
I think he's saying I was with Lindsay, so I'm not talking to you. That's why. Yeah. I've been with Lindsay too much, and you're mean to my girlfriend. So what's your fucking problem? And so Carl,
so then,
basically he's like, worked, I'm burned out. And Kyle said, well, I asked you like 3 months ago where you were, and like, you never came back to me. He's like, yeah, I know. Cause like, I'm like still trying to figure it out like what I want to do, like where I'm going and lover boy. Cause like some days I'm pissed. I'm like, I'm working my ass off and it's like not good enough, or like, I don't feel valued. And I don't like need a pat on the back right now, but.
Like, sometimes I feel like I'm, like, the face of the brand. Like, you know, the other day I was, like, out, like, in a store, and they're like, hey, do you guys have any more cases of Lover Carl? And I was like, guys, I'm not the face of the brand. It's called Lover Boy. Like, people get confused now, you know? And, like, part of me thinks that, like, yeah, my ego might love that. Like, I'm not going to lie. But then, like, Amanda and Kyle aren't, like, doing as much as I am. Publicly, they're not doing as much as I am. I mean, yeah, like, do you guys bring Lover Boy merch onto, like, every single season of Summer House? Yeah. Do you guys put it all over your social media? Yeah, you guys do nothing but talk about Loverboy and focus every season on Loverboy. Yeah, but I kind of feel like I'm doing more than you guys. Yeah.
Was your wedding cake literally made out of wedding boy can or lover boy can stacked on top of each other in a circle? Yeah, but you know.
Yeah, I have to see where Carl and Lindsay are going to go with this. But right now, I mean, look, from his side, they're sending Carl on the road constantly because he's the famous person. So people are basically showing up to these events to do meet and greets with Carl. So he's like, okay, you're paying me, but I should be getting paid more for appearance fees at these things, which basically they are, you know, is what I'm getting so far. But I don't know. I don't know how
I feel like it's his job, though. Like, I feel like that's his thing. Now, I get it that he is sober and he is working in a company that is an alcoholic beverage and he's going to these bars. And I would be like, I mean, I'm impressed he's even lasted this long because I think that's probably a very difficult position to be in. But I'm just working really hard. I'm working really hard and I just feel like underappreciated. And I just feel like I'm the face of it. I don't think that Carl is the face of Loverboy. I feel like Loverboy is so uniquely connected to Kyle and Amanda that it's like crazy that Carl would say that. I think though that he's sales. He was brought in for this position as far as it seemed to be on the show. So I don't know.
He's saying it from what I see on Instagram. He's saying it because they literally sent him city to city to city to city to city alone or now with Lindsay. And, you know, basically they're signing autographs and hugging a million fans, you know, to sell this stuff. And I think I need more money than just a regular position. And that's why he's the face of it, because he's around all the time.
Well, the way I see it. I mean, I get that too. Like, he's like, I should get appearance fees because this is like above and beyond my duties as president of sales. But also there was a part of me that was thinking, okay, Carl and Lindsay are an item. And I feel like they are kind of branding themselves officially as an item. They've already done like a Marshalls commercial or something. And I kind of get the sense that he just wants to do that now. And he's like, he wants to do those Republic appearances. And he also is thinking that now that Lindsay and I are an item, I'm like more famous now because of it. So therefore I should be compensated thusly.
Oh, maybe, because Lindsay's also coming and she's not on the payroll. So he's getting like the Lindsay action too, you know? Maybe that.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's so hard to see what they're saying. And it's also hard to judge because I don't know what Carl's being paid. You know, I don't know if he's
paid
what he's worth. Like, I have no idea. So we'll be talking about this for hours more.
Yeah.
So just to move on.
Please enjoy the next 90 minutes of this podcast.
Yeah, right. And the next, three months of your life. So Kyle's your role's crafted into that. And he's like, well, yeah, but, the work and the effort and the recognition, it's like, it hurts, because, my value isn't really seen. And Kyle's like, yeah, I don't want to say this, but I'll say it because I love you and Lindsay together. But, I'm trying to understand what's different, and it's Lindsay. It's Lindsay in your ear. And he's like, and I like that Carl doesn't even deny it. He goes, yeah, well, she's been doing a ton of shit with me. And I'll complain to her that I'm exhausted. And she sees long hours and the sleepless nights. And she tells me, I mean, what is this all for? And I have to listen to her because do I feel like she looks out for me? Yeah, I do. But Lindsay's just opened my eyes to what my value is as a person. And she's like, you're talented. You could do other things that make you happy. Okay, well, name one and do it. You know what I mean? Because
that's where I'm thinking
it's selling retainers and shit like that door to door. So what is it? Because you've always said sales. So
this is where my theory sort of comes in, which is that Lindsay probably is like, we should be doing things like Carl and Lindsay. We'll be doing our own picnic spreads and our own commercials for us, whatever. And he's like, sorry, babe, I gotta do this stuff for a little while.
Yeah, and you can really see what you're saying whenever Carl's doing a story and acting like it's his story, but then Lindsay comes and chimes in with a line look, it's me, this happy couple Lindsay. But she is so fake, you know? And she'll drop the smile and right after she says the sentence and kind of look away. And it's like, what do you think you're going to sell? You two are aging out of Summer House. I'm not calling them old. I'm just saying old for this show. You're old, you're happy. You're about done with this show, right? So what exactly do you think? You're going to need jobs, okay? Both of you.
Yeah.
You're going to need
jobs. And honestly, I feel like I really understand Kyle's frustration in that he broached this with Carl 3 weeks ago. And then you know, that like he even says, like, I just need you to be more honest. And Carl's like, yeah, no, well, I have an email that I've been like trying to work out. Like, I've been trying to like make like bullet points and notes and everything. And like, I don't know, like, I'm trying to figure out the right emoji. And like, have you ever heard of like the Arial font? I always did Helvetica, but Arial is like, it's a sans serif experience, but it's like different. You know what I'm saying? I just want to like make it all right.
Oh, there's like, a reason bullshit. They named a mermaid after something.
But that's also kind of bullshit too, because Kyle was like, what's going on? Where do you stand with this? And then he clearly said like, oh, well, I don't know. And then he was like, it's taking him 3 weeks to write the email. And then it turns out there's all this stuff that he's been feeling. So like, that's frustrating.
Yeah. And so Kyle's like, yeah, he tells us it's bullshit, you know, and Loverboy is giving Carl a purpose at points where, frankly, he's had none, which is what I was saying last week. I was like, watch your step. But then, of course, Kyle has to go and ruin it this week by the end. But you know, and I'm pretty sure Lindsay's pretty bored on the couch not working, saying, you do too much. Like, is that what you want?
That's a pretty strong theory, too, by the way. You know, I mean, Lindsay does stuff. I don't want to make it seem like Lindsay's just some like louse on a sofa, cigarettes and being. But I can also imagine her being like, why you work so hard? Like, we're a celebrity couple now. You don't have to work this hard. We can just make appearances. Like, I can see that happening, too.
Yeah. So then Kyle's like, all right, bro, I guess we're good. He's like, yeah, we're good. That was one of my bullet points. So I'm glad we got to that because it was like number 6 on the bullet point. It says we're good. So that's good. Hey, bro, before you leave, I just want to point out you did not even have one string of cheese. So, I mean, have some cheese, bro. I dare you. All right, look right, by the way. See you later.
Yeah, I'm just going to go ride some more waves. Ride some more waves. Yeah. Okay, bye.
And Kyle goes, we left the grill. We can't do that, man.
So then, meanwhile, more importantly, Gabby is watching Jerez play football. And she's like, the male model is like my ideal type. It's like, really? A gorgeous, gorgeous man. It's so funny. Like, not many people really love those gorgeous men.
Yeah,
good glad luck to someone.
You. Good luck to you, dum-dum. Yeah, you're going to cry a lot. And then later she's like, oh, I'll never trust a man after I was treated like Gabby. Come on now. Get ready for more of that, okay? Just chasing after male models.
So Lindsay's like, well, have you talked to him? And she's like, no. She's like, well, you're like the play it cool girl. Like, it's genius in a way. And she goes, yeah, it's what I was trained to do. She's like, oh, who trained you? Like, did you go to school for that? Like, a school on how to play it cool?
Poor Lindsay. So awkward. And she's like, okay, guys, girls, because like all the girls are here now. Oh my god, just like I have a question because like I'm not the play cool girl, but like Gabby's the play cool girl. Does anybody know if that's a school for cool? Like, if her heart beats faster,
what happens if you're like too cool for school, but that school is about where you learn how to be too cool? Like, how do you learn how to be too cool if you're already too cool for school?
And she's basically like, okay, so she likes somebody. And Paige goes, Jerez, yeah, we know. And she's like, well, then how do we get them to make out today?
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
And then Jerez joins the group and he's like, hey, what's in your cup? And Gabby's like, I have no idea. And he's like, ha, 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 ha.
And she's like, hi, I'm Paige, and that's Lindsay and Amanda. And he's like, hey. And Gabby's like, don't worry, I'm fine with my cut. You're really handsome. And Lindsay goes, yeah, you have great bone structure. And he's like, now you're making me blush. Me? Just, what?
And just so you know, we hate the ocean today. It is so obnoxious.
So what's your sign? When's your birthday? And he says July 14th. And she goes, oh, Cancer.
Cancer. Lindsay and Gabby both go, Cancer. So then Gabby goes, I hate cancers. And I'm like, okay, she's negging him. I respect that. I respect that she sees this like probably the most gorgeous person who's ever appeared on Bravo. And she's like, I am going to neg him hardcore. But then she just doesn't quite, she actually, at first I thought it was a neg, but then it's, oh no, she actually does hate him. She hates him though.
Yeah, she really doesn't like him. And it works because he looks after her later like, oh. So she's like, yeah, cancer men are very triggering for me. They are historically dishonest. Richard Nixon, I don't know, probably a cancer. So I'm going to say it with my whole chest. They're not good people. Cancer men are sociopaths.
And he's like, I need vivid examples of why you think that. She goes, okay, well, my ex ghosted me for a couple of weeks and then popped up at Coachella with some other girl. So, oh, well, there you go. All you men born in July.
Yeah.
It's official.
She literally goes, how are you going to defend that? And he's like, I'm not standing up for that. Why are you putting me in with that? And she's like, yeah, the last relationship I was in was fresh out of college, 4 years. Come to find out, he's cheating on me for 3 of the years. And then we see a picture. It says Gabby's boyfriend, ding, with the arrow, not Gabby, ding, with some girl at Coachella.
Yeah. Here's a tip. Focus less on men who are cancers and more on men who want to go to Coachella. Okay. Those are the ones maybe you want to avoid. Okay. If you post the Coachella schedule in December when it comes out or whenever, run. Just go somewhere else.
So then if you think she's just trying to act like bitchy to get him attracted, it actually works. He goes, so you want to be proven wrong then, right? And she goes, I said I do not need to be proven wrong because I know I'm right. But you know what? It was nice talking to you. Bye.
And it's like she is like done. It was not a game. She's like, no, this book has actually closed. She hated it.
She's like, I'm going to go look at the only thing I hate more than you right now, the ocean. Bye.
It's so cold. Am I right? Yeah, Paige.
Paige is just like peeing in a little hole she's dug at the end of the sand.
If this is the last we see of Jerez because of Gabby's anti-men cancer thing, I'll be very disappointed. I'll be very disappointed in you, Gabby.
So then let's see. Sam to Lindsay and some rando. Sam. I was like, who's Sam? Sam. She's like, I haven't been here long, but I've already realized that dancing is a key in this house. And so they all dance, and Maya comes up and pulls Lindsay aside. She's like, Lindsay, can we chat?
Yeah, so they sit down. She's like, I don't want to rehash this because I don't think it's worth it. And you can tell me if you feel differently, but I do want to move forward. And Lindsay's like, well, obviously, Carl filled me in your conversation. And it all stems back to our conversation in LA when we were on Family Feud. And remember, you got all the clues incorrect. Don't think I forgot about that.
She's like, I didn't raise my voice. And Maya said, your tone was really harsh with me. Like, the way you spoke with me was in a way I haven't been spoken to in my entire life. We'll get used to it. Have fun for the next 4 years in this career.
Yeah, seriously. And Lindsay's like, well, because I felt disrespected. And Maya's like, yeah, but it's because of how you spoke to me.
No, you told me you texted Carl to go smoke weed with you. And I responded immediately. And I said, do you think that maybe you should have had a conversation with me about it? And you said, and that's like something that we did last year. And I asked you if you thought it would be appropriate to maybe like talk to me about it first. Because like at that time, I was sober to support my boyfriend. And you're asking him to smoke weed with you without even caring that I'm not even drinking to support him, and I'm allowed to say that to you?
I'm like, I have no idea what Lindsay's saying right now.
So, okay, there's basically two things that going on here. Lindsay is saying, I got pissed because I'm being sober. You know I'm sober to be with Carl, to keep Carl sober, and then you offer him weed. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
That's not cool. But then Maya adds in, she already said this last week. She says, well, you also accused me of things in that moment. And she said, no, I didn't accuse you of anything. And she said, Lindsay, like, we can coexist, but we're not going to agree what happened in that car ride. And she's like, well, so I can't share my feelings with you. And Maya's like, you're not even listening. I'm out. So she gets up to storm off. And Lindsay's like, of course, walk away. And she's like, Lindsay, you accused my character of things that I don't do. And she's like, what are you talking about? And she said, you told me I wanted Carl and that I'm going for him. I was like, what? Because that doesn't sound, and you want Carl and you're going for Carl. Like, but then again, Lindsay is completely cuckoo. So it's like, yeah. Is she mad that she thinks Lindsay's jealous of her being like liking Carl or something? Or is it that she was trying to get Carl high? I don't know. I don't know what to
believe. I think that, well, what's funny is that like Lindsay's, the basis of Lindsay's frustration based on what she's saying is that she's like, hey, I got sober for this guy and you're trying to knock him off the off the wagon, which means that I could have been drinking. Like, that's what her complaint is.
Yeah, you're right.
That's what
yeah.
her complaint is, which is what's so funny about it, is that she's like made it like, I have a right to tell you I was mad that I could have been drinking and I wasn't drinking and you tried to make it wrong, even though Carl has already said that he's California sober. So Lindsay's like, I said, you're texting my boyfriend who is sober and you don't even know how I feel. I'm sober in support of him. I'm SIS, sober in support. And it's really disrespectful that you don't even, not even talking to me about how I feel. So I'm not allowed to have those feelings.
And Maya's like, oh, you can feel however you want, bitch. And she's, did you just call me a bitch? And she's like, not in that way. Okay. I call my friends bitches. Like, that's just what I do. It's like, you just told me I'm not your friend though. So then you meant it in the real bitch way. It's like,
okay, if you were a real friend, okay. You would have been sober in support of me being sober in support of Carl being sober.
Oh, arguing with Lindsay, fruitless every single time. So Maya's like, let's just coexist. And then Lindsay goes, but that's not friendly. So you're not my friend. And so you called me a bitch.
Maya's like, what do you want? She goes, what I want, Maya, is to have a civilized conversation about Family Feud, which is what I thought we did in an Uber, and now you're changing the narrative.
And so Maya's like, let's just sit back down and try again. So they do. And she's like, okay, I didn't want to hurt you. I had zero intentions of hurting you, especially your relationship with Carl. I just want to be fine living together. It's just, so you don't want to be friends and you just want to coexist?
I think there's an opportunity for us to come together, but I don't think it's going to be talking in circles about what happened. And she's like, I just want to find a place where we can be okay.
Oh, over by the waves, where you can ride the waves. That's what Carl was doing. We could be okay over there.
Okay. And so she goes, okay, so let's just leave it there. She goes, well, I appreciate you took the time to talk it over. Hug me, because I'm a hugger, and I like to seal things. And you're lucky I didn't try to kiss you on the lips, because that's usually how I seal things.
Sealed with a hug.
So then we just hear Paige go, I want to go home.
And like, I just have to give Lindsay some credit, because this is now the second time we've seen Lindsay kind of in a corner where she's talked her way out of it without having a freaking fit. Like, she did this on Winter House too, when they kept trying to come at her with this, like, you touched Austin's dick thing or whatever. And one is congratulations, and the other is congratulations, you're going to be looking for a job soon. That's not how these shows work. So
she, pack your bags. Listen, she's an expert at being like, I'm not at fault. You're at fault because you didn't respect the emotions that I had. I mean, she literally, I mean,
how many sandwiches have you made me?
That is the crux of that. Like, where's my sandwich? That is her philosophy in life. Where's my sandwich? It's like, oh yeah, sure. I yelled at you, but where's my sandwich? You know,
yeah,
well, I don't have a sandwich for you. Well, then there's my point remains. I have no sandwich, and therefore anything you say is nullified.
But it used to be that the cast could just do whatever to trigger Lindsay and get her screaming and yelling. And then Lindsay was like the automatic villain of the season. God, I'm talking like Lindsay now, talking up like this.
Yes, you are.
But it's not working. And I think that that's very interesting that Lindsay is finding a way to kind of not come out the villain in a lot of these. Like, she even was like, let's hug. Let's make it, you know. So anyway, good luck. So yeah, Paige is like, guys, why am I the only person moving things? I'm the only person helping, and it feels really weird. So someone please help.
Guys, I picked up a seashell. I feel like that's a lot.
So then
they go back to the house.
Yeah, they're back in the house.
And Paige is like texting with Craig. They miss each other. And then Sam is like wearing these jeans like that have like big like cutouts sort of like ripped open, you know, where it's basically her, it's like a short but it's like a jean at the same time, like her whole leg is out, and Kyle's like, I hope you got a discount on those pants. She goes, what are you, like a dad of four, please?
And she goes, I want to do something with the group. And he goes, oh yeah, you want a circle jerk? I can make that happen. I'm the circle jerk captain. That's string cheese.
Oh. Are you jerking off string cheese right now? Maybe I am.
I was. Ugh. He dared me. So then Gabby goes to Maya's room with a charcuterie tray, like a grocery store charcuterie tray.
Yeah.
And the girls are talking, the gals. And Amanda's like, so how's your conversation with Derez?
She's like, he's not my first husband, and that's okay. I'm like, okay, well, you really took it down a path there. Then they asked Maya how the conversation was with Lindsay, and she's like, well, there was a hug at the end, so... And then Lindsay's like, I was just like, she's telling Carl, she's like, I was just like, what do you want to get out of all this? Like, it took a while to get there, but she was like, I want to coexist in the house. I was like, okay.
Well, that's easy, because you're not a monster. And she just shrugs like, right!
At him. back to Sam and Kyle. She's like, let's do something like family. And then she and Kyle start inviting people to hang out. So they open... they knock and open Gabby's door, and she's like, hey, guys. And they're like, can you give us a minute? She's like, oh, okay.
I know. They were so defeated. So they go, they're kind of like looking around. They're like knocking on doors and everything. And then Chris runs into Paige in the kitchen, and he's like, oh, hey. And she goes, bleh. She just lets out an enormous burp. She goes, wow, that had to come out. Oh, my God, I feel so much better. Between that and finally admitting that the ocean sucks, I just have so much weight off my shoulders today.
Oh, that's such a Craig coming out of her. So later, Carl is like, oh, I'm going to cook some hot dogs and some cheeseburgers. Who wants a hot dog? All right, no hands were raised. All right, we need to talk about my value in this house. So,
hey, so I'm starting to feel like I'm a bit of like the public face of Hebrew National right now. And I just like, it makes me like a little sad because I feel a little under like appreciated right now. So let's just like have a talk about that.
And then they're like, wait, where's Kyle? And then it just shows Kyle walking through the house, wasted, going, I look hella good in this. Because he puts on a July 4th blazer. Like, yeah, I look fucking amazing. I'm fucking hot.
So there's like some barbecuing, and Oliver comes over, and Maya tells us that he's like, has a share house in Montauk with like five friends. And she's like, she really likes that she doesn't have to see him every weekend, because that way they can like, learn to miss each other. So there's a lot of like hugging and a lot of like, hi, Oliver, hi, and all that stuff.
And then it's midnight and they all go to bed, except for Kyle, who's still wasted, and Sam. And Sam just raves with Kyle and gets on the counter and dances around with glow sticks and stuff. And then Gabby and Maya join them. And I'm really liking this Kyle being the just weirdo dad in the house.
I know. Sam goes, you really remind me of my dad. It's upsetting. But then
Kyle's like doing one of those kick toys. It's on a string or something. It's like kicking it around as she's jumping over it. I'm like, oh my God, you love this. You're loving this.
And they just keep on cutting to Lindsay and Carl asleep in bed, because they like got into bed at like 9:30. And it's like, hey, babe, babe. He has like a little feather over his nose floating down every time.
So let's see. Monday, July 4th, starts with Carl waking up and making out with Lindsay, which I'm not a morning makeout person. Get off of me. And then they go fuck in the bathroom.
Yeah. And he's just like, was it weird for you, like the first time you and Lindsay? Oh, let me guess. Was it weird the first time we had sex? I was like, this is my friend. Like, what are we doing? Like, what are we? Like, I was about to send her like an email with a bunch of bullet points about like where we said, but like...
It was like super awkward, because like she took off her panties and she said, wait a minute, before I do this, I need you to sign the taco contract. It's like, oh.
Bam. Yeah, I started asking, like, do you see me as the mother of your children? And he was like, oh, 100% as the mother of my children. I was like, let's go to practice, and I want to name our two kids Pizza and Beach. Okay.
So then Maya is talking to Oliver, and he's saying that this weekend he's going to golf some more, do a little work. The grind doesn't stop. And Lindsay's like, bye, Oliver. And he goes, bye, Lindsay. See you next week. And Maya goes, oh, yeah. I said, see you next week. I guess we'll see. I guess we'll see about that.
Yeah, I'll see you next week, bro. Oh.
So then Carl and Amanda going, oh, my nose is sticky.
We know, Amanda. We know.
So then Carl and Lindsay, they're planning on, they're not going to be there next weekend because they're going to a wedding in California. And then now they go off to get brunch with Danielle, who is in Montauk this weekend, because A, we find out that she's living there, but also she had to go to some like birthday party thing. So Carl and Lindsay sit at this restaurant, and Carl's like, oh,
I'm excited to see Danielle. Can't wait to tell her about our December to remember. Oh, she'll blow her mind.
So, like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm twinning. I thought I would be twinning with Carl, not Lindsay. I mean, what about the white jeans, Linz? And Carl's like, oh my God, why didn't I wear my white jeans today? Okay,
you look great. You know how much we've missed you? Okay, like on a scale of 1 to Montauk.
And Lindsay's like, the moon talk.
I'm like, your scale doesn't make sense. It's like on a scale of 1 to Montauk, 3 million. I'm like, this is why you guys lost Family Feud.
Yeah. So they talk about Robert, how he took a job as culinary director in Montauk and Aspen. So he's back and forth. And it feels kind of long distance, but she just follows him around and loves it. She loves being where he is. And so Lindsay's like, well, update me on the conversation, Carl, with Kyle. So Carl tells them, he told Kyle he's not really psyched with what he's doing. And they're like, are you going to quit? And he's like, well, I'm working my ass off. But like, this was like their dream. I bought into the dream. And I want to be compensated for the time and energy. I want to be compensated for the time and energy I get.
Y'all, I feel like I'm kind of like the face of like compensation right now.
I like the face of compensated right now.
Yeah, I just don't like it. And then Lindsay's like,
does he even understand it at all?
Yeah, well, I think he gets it like a little, like on a scale of like 1 to Montauk. Like he might be at like a 23. I don't know.
This is making me nuts not knowing whose side to take. I don't like it. I need to see if we're going to have workplace issues, I need it to be like below deck where I'm seeing you work. You know what I mean?
I know. But that being said, I feel like Carl's track record as a worker has not been great. Now, admittedly, part of that has been because he was struggling with substance abuse. So I am going to hold space for that. But that being said, it sounds like, well, we're going to get into it because we're going to get into like the laundry list of things he's doing wrong. But based on that laundry list that's coming up, it sounds like Carl's fucking up.
So now we go to New York. Well, basically, Danielle's like, you keep giving Kyle passes, and I don't want you to be taken advantage of. And Lindsay's like, yeah, that's totally what's happening.
So basically, Kyle is 100% correct on what's happening with Carl, that he has people in his ear being like, you're being taken advantage of.
Well, yeah, Carl admitted it. You know, everybody knows this is Lindsay. The point is always with the Lindsay storyline, does Lindsay have a point or not? You know, I find that Lindsay is a crazy person, but she's often correct, you know?
Yeah.
So, I don't
know. So, we're off to New York and we get a Trixie Monocle song that goes, give me this, give me that. I want what I want and I want it faster. It's bossy. It's a bossy song.
Yeah. Give me this, give me that. All right, we're done. We need something more, Trix. No. Give me this, give me that. That's it. No, that's what I want. Okay, we'll write that down. That wasn't a lyric. We've written it down. Just print it. Take it out, and I want it fast. All right. Okay, that's a full song.
I want
it,
and I want it fast. That's a full song. We're going to call it Bossy Buffet. So Paige is making steak at her apartment, and Craig is there. He's like, hey, baby, you cooking for us? Like, look, it's looking good. Like, smells good. She goes, how do you want your eggs? I already know the answer because I only make them one way. Well, if you're cooking, I want poached eggs because I don't know how to poach eggs at all. Because one time I tried to poach an egg and I wound up punching a hole in my wall instead by accident. Now my pinky doesn't work.
Yeah, I thought it was like punched eggs. So I was like punching an egg. Unfortunately, the other 11 eggs filed police reports. It like took a long time to get through. Thank God I'm a lawyer now.
So Paige basically is like, yeah, we're living long distance. He hangs out with his friends. I hang out with my friends. And it's great. And when he wants to see me, he comes up here. And I don't feel any pressure hitting milestone. It's like, oh, so you like turn 30 and what's next? Nothing. Fuck off. Shut up, Ocean, with your demands.
I like that in theory. I like that attitude. I don't know. I feel like Paige, and I've said this ever since she started dating Craig, so sorry to repeat myself as usual, but Paige is too smart for this. I feel like she's got to just see, like, no. I feel like Paige sees a giant no sign, and so she's just writing out the Bravo couplehood fame before she dumps him. I think she's too smart for this.
No, I don't. I think that she generally likes him, but I think that she, at this point when it's filming, she's now gone through, like, 6 months of people being like, Don't True. Like Paige with Krang. It's like they're like mean girl. Da, 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 da. And she's like, oh True. Shit. Leaned a little bit too hard into us being a cutesy couple. We're gonna pull back now. Now it's like we just see each other and we make poached eggs and that's about it. So she's like, check the note. I'm not gonna be like some stupid ocean and staying the same as I was 3 years ago.
I can be wherever I want in this relationship. Okay. So then we see Maya walking her dogs. Oh wait, you already said that. Okay, so then
I didn't, but that's okay.
Oh, she tells a story to Craig. She's like, oh my god, you know what is so funny? The ocean. No, Craig, I'm not repeating stories. Last year when I said, what's your favorite way to eat eggs, and then you said poached, and then I said, oh my god, I poach eggs so good. Guess what, I came over here and I watched a YouTube video while you were on the couch, and then I learned how to poach an egg. He was like, oh my god, you never told me that, but they were so good.
Yeah, this relationship is built on lies. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I'm leaving you.
So then we go to Copanette, and we're with Gabby. We get a get-to-know-me scene with Gabby, who is having lunch with her parents.
Yes, her parents are so cute. I love the three of them together. And Gabby is like, she's like, you know, guys, I know my summer share house is cutting into our family time on the weekends. And the mom's like, that's okay, we still speak. And the dad's like, yeah, like, what are you going to do when we move, though? And she's like, I'm probably have to talk to the therapist, because it turns out they're like, the three of them are like besties. They're like, not just like she has a good relationship with her parents, but they are like, actually, all three of them are like best friends. And they're like a clique.
Yeah, she said that since COVID, she's hung out with nobody but them. And she's like, and my dad is 70. So that's like really sad for me. So, and his favorite reindeer is Prancer, which is really close to Cancer. I don't know why I've still got him around. So,
the only saving grace for Prancer is that he's actually a Libra, which is sort of cool.
Rudolph, on the other hand, fuckboy idiot. I don't even like Christmas anymore. So the dad's asking her if she's met anybody. And he's like, I'm your dad. I'm interested. And she goes, well, at this house, like, everyone's, like, objectively good-looking, so I guess that's good.
The mom's like, well, that helps. I mean, it's not like you're going to run into someone who, in a sea of objectively good-looking people, is still somehow even hotter than the rest of them. Surely you didn't meet anyone like that, right?
So the dad's like, well, you don't just date someone for their looks. I mean, what are you going to do, just judge someone based on their looks? She's like, have we met? Like, duh. Like, what kind of roommate are you, loser?
She's like, Gabby's like very proud of her damage, because she's like, you know, I think my parents are very sus of my judgment, but I've also learned so much from my past relationship that I will literally never put myself in a position where I was before. I have my wall up. I'm like literally never going to talk to another man ever again. I've learned so much.
Well, what's up? And she's like, yeah, my parents were so good to me after my breakup. I literally passed out in my father's arms once. It's like, oh my god, this girl. Oh my god, we all know this girl. You know,
I know. I know. Oh my goodness. So now we get to some video of Carl and Lindsay in a car, and Carl's like, all right, hey, self-type time. Hey, me and the babe, we're going to finish the sentence, babe. We're going to,
because we're going to Malibu. Why? Because you're in the wedding. And then drops her smile. Like, she is so not into this.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, I'm like a professional groomsman at this point. Yeah.
He's practicing walking down the aisle.
Yeah. Hey, babe, let's do this together. So, see you
in September.
Oh, I was going to say see you in Los Angeles, because it's going to be like to the friends of the
place.
It's okay, babe. It's okay,
Los
babe.
Angeles.
We're still meant for each other.
Okay, press stop now. Press stop. Okay, we're past the story
link. I pressed the wrong button. I pressed the volume button. Perfect. Everything's fine. There's no problems in our relationship.
So Amanda brings the dogs back to the apartment, and they jump up and kiss Kyle. So cute.
They're cute dogs.
They're very cute dogs, yes.
I'm like yelling it.
Very intelligently sized to own when you have to travel a lot. You can just throw them in a bag. Love that. Yeah. What about
you? They're like something you find on – it's like when you find something on Amazon, you're like, wow, someone designed that. That's so smart. Someone designed that.
You go, God. Amanda's like, Kyle, you don't normally work over here on the couch. Do you need a comfy setting?
Something must be wrong. Kyle isn't at his standing desk.
Yeah, Kyle's not like doing the Stairmaster at his standing desk while he works on five different screens, you know. He's like, well, one of our distributors in Cali terminated us. So the whole Coachella Valley, Palm Springs area, poof. In 60 days, we've got no distributor. And guess who's not even included on the email?
It's Carl. Can you believe it?
Oh, no Coachella? I'm glad you told me, because I was trying to think of who it could be.
She's like, Hillary Clinton. Well, yeah, technically she was not on the email, but that was not a surprise.
Liza Minnelli, Kyle. Well, yeah, okay, I should have phrased this differently. The Rock.
Aaron Neville.
Reba McEntire, no. Kyle.
No, she wasn't on it.
No.
Linda Carter. No.
Please, no, but do a little spin orbit. Anyway. Let's just do a little spin anyway out of respect.
It's like, actually, oddly enough, Linda Carter was on the email, and I don't know how that happened.
It's like, we've worked so hard and we built something amazing, and then he'd like neglected it in 9 months and it's dead now. Like, I'm desperately trying to understand, get him to understand priorities. Like, we need this distributor. We have to manage him. We have to make him feel love. That's the job. And it's a problem. It's a problem.
We have no one to distribute Loverboy to the Coachella Valley. Do you realize all those guys who have cheated on their girlfriends for 3 out of the 4 years they're in a relationship will not have access to our beverage right now?
Yeah, and he never sent his... Oh, no, he did send his email. Amanda asked if he ever sent his bullet points email. He's like, yeah, and it was like a bunch of nothing. Like, he claims he's working 90 hours a week, but nobody even knows what he does. And how does that add up? He's with Lindsay all the time. So I have to talk to him.
I think the fact that they lost the distributor, that's like a legitimate like business issue. And business, that sounds like, obviously that was... Like, Carl let that lapse and whatever it was supposed to be. And this may be one of those moments, you can't tell, like, where it's like, okay, Carl has cleaned himself up, which is excellent. And we obviously fully support his recovery. But this may be one of those things where it's like, maybe Carl's also just like a bad worker. You know, like now it's one of those things where I'm questioning, did he have a string of issues with his employment in the early seasons of the show because he had substance abuse issues, or is it possible he's also just like a shitty worker? Because that is possible too.
Oh yeah. Well, unfortunately, you know, becoming completely sober doesn't just fix everything. You know, you still right. have, you're still you, you know?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
As I've learned the hard way, it's like, well, I thought that would fix things. You're like, nope, now I'm just a tiny bit thinner and miserable. Or like, now I can breathe better, but, you know, I'm still broke and you know what, depressed.
But you know what it also is? Is like, at the end of the day, you get nothing for nothing. You literally get nothing for nothing in this situation. That is actually an appropriate thing to say. Because
that's all you can say for the life of the poor. It's a struggle. Yeah. It's a war.
But you know what, though? You know what? Hi, this is Ramona Singer. I got some career advice for Carl.
It's called depression. That's it.
You know what? It is called depression. Yes. But also, there's nothing wrong for wanting more, okay? There's nothing wrong with saying, hey, I feel like I'm worth more, or this might not be the right thing for me. I don't feel like I'm being compensated. Like, sure, it worked for a while, but now things have changed. Now I want more out of life, or now this is, I feel like I'm doing more, yada, yada, yada. That is actually totally fine. But what's not fine is that you let a distributor relationship just go to shit. And now, like, that's like, now it's one thing to want more, but it's another thing to abandon your duties based on right. what we have, the information we have here.
So,
which I'm like you, we need the below deck. We need to see the footage. We need to see
the
cameras in the offices.
I can't judge like this. You know what I mean? Oh, all I just see is two frustrated people talking about it. Like,
wait, you can judge. Of course you can judge. You just might judge incorrectly, but yeah. Of course we always reserve the right to judge.
So then, now it's time to go back to the house. Also, if you can't tell, this is a supersized episode, and I'm really glad they added half an hour for people to say hi and pass each other in the kitchen and then say hi to other people, and then have Oliver say hi to people for 5 minutes. Like, what the fuck, show? Okay, respect my time.
By the way, we didn't talk about the other thing about real quickly, is that in addition to that, this vendor thing happened, Carl didn't tell anyone at the office that he was going up to California. He just got on a plane. And so the non-Kyle people were trying, no, to,
he told
trying
them.
To reach
he
him.
He just told them on Monday, and he got on the plane Thursday. And they're saying...
Well, it sounds like people were trying to reach him.
Yeah, well, I don't know. You know, here's a problem I'm having with. I'm going to be really honest. I don't watch Summer House to talk about work. Like, this isn't a show. Now I'm going to have to sit here for an entire season and talk about work? Why? Who cares about work in Summer House? Summer House is supposed to be fun. This is not fun.
Pointing fingers in a business setting should be fun.
Yeah, come on, man. Okay, so then...
Everyone's saying hi for 45 minutes.
Literally 45 minutes of hellos. And then Sierra comes in and, well, she's driving with Gabby and Paige. And they talk about dating dudes. And Sierra says that she's not going to be in Austin because he's not even coming this time. So thank God. But I'm obsessed with New York now. So I'm staying.
Yeah, I love it. She goes, I don't know. There's something about this stupid city that I fucking love. I was like, wow. Something about New York City that someone loves. Well, I can't. What a strange hot take on New York City.
You should come out with t-shirts, like maybe like an eye, maybe a heart or something.
It's like this, a city that is globally known to be one of the most beautiful, wonderful cities. God, there's something about it that I really like. I can't figure out what it is.
But I think it's also this. She's not a nurse, right, that we know of. I don't think she went back to nursing because she's always shooting something. And she's in a big city where there's, like, a lot of hot people. And she's a reality star now. So I think she phrased it better when she said this. Last year I was waxed, and this year I'm lasered.
Yeah.
It's a different level.
Hmm.
Yeah, because I
know one person who's not like that. Yeah. I know one person who's not like that.
The ocean.
The ocean.
Totally the ocean. Camille, why do I have Camille in here? Cam and Chris talk about being tired. Chris?
Sam.
Okay.
Because Sam's driving with Chris. They're having the very boring drive. And she's like, so Monday, I woke up and like literally lost my voice, which was really difficult because I got this job at Cosmopolitan, you know? And then Tuesday and Wednesday, I was like on my grind. And then like, I was like working and then working out. And then I was like boxing. And then like, when I was boxing, I was like getting like, there was like this guy, this coach, and he's like really hot. And he like took a swing at me, like hit me in the face. And he's like, oh my God, you didn't talk. And I was like, I was attracted because you're hot. Anyway, I'm inviting him to the house this weekend. He was a smoke.
Yeah. So she talks about, she's like, I have what I like to call a roster. There's like a front bench of guys you play. And then like, okay, is this a Bravo thing? The roster? Well, we heard concept. The roster from 10 different people this year. So she likes doing a lot of dudes. I feel like Sam's kind of virginal. What do you think?
I feel like she's, I want her to be one thing. And so far she's sort of coming off as a little generic. Like I want her to be like a self-involved.
She's trying to be like a party girl, like, yes, I'm boning everybody. But really she just wants to hang out with like the dad and like play silly games in the kitchen.
I feel like she just missed the cut to be on Real Girlfriends in Paris. They just put her onto this show. And I think that like, she's like a Real Girlfriends in Paris type instead, you know, a little bit like, I work, I have a career, I'm making socks for iguanas, and that's just like my vibe, and I'm just like trying to get it off. It's like fashion week.
Yeah. So she's doing that. Chris just talks about being tired, so he's great casting so far. So then everybody pulls up to the house and says hi a lot. And then Danielle comes, and she's like, hello! Oh my God, is that a new dining room table? Who are we even? And yeah. So they do a lot of hugging and meeting, and Maya and Oliver come, which means a lot more highs, guys. So then
more
Maya
highs.
And Oliver are talking, and Maya's like, oh my God, your other girlfriend's here. And Oliver goes, oh my God, should I help her with her bags? Because it's Sierra.
And I love that. I love Sierra's line as she pulls up in the car. She goes, how am I going to carry my Boston Market? I love that they stopped at Boston Market on the way.
So
there's a lot of hugs, and then Sierra tells us that like she and Danielle are amicable, and how she apologized for the big like wine glass throw last year, and they're just gonna work on it.
Yeah. So then they go to play cornhole, okay? Otherwise known as on its face ladder.
Ladder ball, yeah. Ladder horizontal ball. Ladder ball. We get a video also of Carl, Lindsay, and Malibu. They're like, hey, we're in Malibu. Malibu, here we are, two babes. Two babes in Malibu. Can't say Malibu without the boo. Am I right, boo? Oh, babe, babe, boo.
So let's see here. Amanda's like, Carl also didn't tell anyone that he was going to be around, that he was going to be on a flight for 6 hours. So like people have meetings set and they're trying to call him. And, Paige is like, that is very frustrating. So then Oliver leaves again, now they're changing. And, there's a kitchen meeting about how to rearrange people, 'cause there's so many new people this week. And so they rearrange rooms, and Paige is like, and we can go downstairs for the weekend. Oh my God, we're adults.
I know. Please. Like you said, a really important content that they added on to this episode. So yeah. Maya's in her room and she's going through her bag. She goes, oh, I just found a sandwich in my bag. And Gabby goes, like, in a good way? She goes, in a great way. I can't wait to see it later. I was like, this is one of the most realest moments I've ever felt watching this show.
In a good way. And so, no, in a bad way. Yeah. Someone.
Well, it could be in a bad way. Yeah. Could be in a bad way.
So then they go to Public House, the infamous Public House. And yeah. Kyle's like, round, I don't want to be in a... What?
I said round, square, round table.
Kyle's like, I don't want to be at the end of the table. I always get yelled at the end of the table.
Which is funny because he then actually actively goes to sit at the head of the table later on. So they all sit down at this like collection of two circle tables and one square table, which is why I said round, square, round. And Chris then starts talking about like he's been single ever since he got to New York. And he's like, yeah, I always prioritize my career over girls. That's the way I was taught. When I was in high school, my mom said, no girlfriends at all. I don't want to see you with girls. I want you to be studying. I want you to get A's. We don't come here for you to mess around with girls, then drop out and not even go to college. No fucking girls.
And he's like, yeah, I mean, my mom is Honduran and my dad is from Uruguay. And basically, it's Uruguay's answer to Mel Gibson. We see his dad. It's like got a machine gun. He's all hot. It's like, yeah. So then the dad, Danielle's like, okay, so there's like at least three single women by my count. And what's going on, guys? And Sam's like, I love wearing heels and ordering mozzarella sticks.
Yeah. And I feel like Chris looked over at Sierra. I feel like maybe he was eyeing her. I'm not sure. But
I think Chris is just fishing. I think he's just smiling, which is like basically putting his worm in the water and just seeing what he can get. But yeah. Unfortunately, he already put Jerez's worm in the water too. So
I know.
So they cheers.
Much better worm.
Yeah, it's way better worm. So Kyle's like, is it me or is it loud in here? Is it loud or is it me?
I think it's you contributing to the loudness. But either way, Amanda moves to the other end of the table so she can talk with like, you know, Sierra and stuff. So Kyle is stuck there with Maya. Not stuck there, but he's just with Maya. And they are like, hey, he's like, well, how did it go with your conversation with Lindsay, by the way? And Maya's like, well, it's very clear the dynamic of our relationship is going to be different now. And then it like cuts to Sam on the other end of the table being like, I'll never know what it's like to have a guy like me for my boobs.
And it's like, well, Kyle said he was a vagina guy, so maybe find one of those. Look at what a catch he is. This is going to be good. So then Maya and Kyle continue, and Maya goes, and you and Carl, how are you guys? And he's like, I just thought about it all week, and I'm like, I'm glad we talked, but like, we need to have a conversation on a weekday. And like, Lindsay's in his ear, and like, I was going to be like, this summer's so sick. And that was weird. And then, like, they found each other. And I was, like, happy. Like, I cried. I cried when they told me they found each other. I mean, I also cried when the guy delivered the newspaper the other day. I just haven't seen the news, a real one, in so long. It was so beautiful.
To be fair, I also cried when our florist backed out of our wedding, too. That one's actually on camera. Listen, hey, I'm still adjusting. And listen, we have a no vacation policy. Like, there's no limit to the vacation as long as you get your
salmon.
The salmon. It seems like I'm going to dodge dodge the calorie train.
Salmon. The waitress just like, I love an older waitress. She just like puts her arm right in front of him and goes, salmon.
I know she does. She comes right on in. They can't even edit around her. So then he's like, guess what? My COO and my VP of sales that Carl is reporting to, they had zero clues in LA. I don't want to talk about it. So just give me a minute, because then I'm going to talk about it some more.
Yeah, he's like, I don't talk about it. So he gets up and like storms off. He's fighting with himself, basically. And so yeah. Danielle has been listening to all of this, right? And so she's like, so what happened with Carl? And Paige goes, well, I don't know the conversation. She goes, yeah, but they're talking about him. And obviously I'm eavesdropping. And Paige is like, oh my God, this side of the table will not fault you for that. Love eavesdropping. Except for the one time I picked up the shell and I put it up to my ear and I was like, oh my God, Ocean, shut the fuck up. Like, you have to eavesdrop on the right people.
Yeah, like, what's the point of eavesdropping on something that's stupid, right? Mm-hmm. So Kyle has worked himself up, you know? And Kyle's like, you know, it's like, it's in the middle of the workday. He's like Instagramming about this and that. My team is working hard because we have big sales goal this month, which as far as I'm concerned, he's not even part of. He's checked out. Like, I know, like, he's giving me a hard time for being like the guy who doesn't appreciate God knows what. But I'm like, bro, I have given you so much leniency. And Danielle just keeps on looking over because we know that Danielle is itching to once again throw herself into someone else's fight.
Yes. And so Gabby is getting annoyed and she's like, dude, because Kyle's wasted and he's getting worse and worse. And he's talking about someone they're all supposed to be friends with and he's going lower and lower. Right. And yeah. So now he's like, and now he has Lindsay in his ear. And listen, when I hired him, he was unhirable. He showed up to work one day so coked out, he didn't even bring his computer to work. All right.
Because like, first of all, the world needs to know.
You're like fall down drunk at the moment. While you're saying here, you know, while you're saying this, and Carl is doing what are you doing? Like, what are you at this point? I'm not really on Kyle's side because this is too low. This isn't great.
Yeah, I think this is a very tacky. I mean, I still think that overall I'm on Kyle's side about this employment situation, but this is a tacky thing to do. And he goes, the world needs to know I'm a pretty understanding boss. So now he's basically coming from a place of Carl's come onto TV and made it sound like I'm not compensating him. I'm taking advantage of him, yada, yada, yada. And he's basically saying, the world needs to know I'm actually like a really understanding person and I've been really patient. That's what he's doing. But It's really tacky.
Yeah.
Does not make him look like a saint. It makes him look like a dick. It looks like he's holding it against him.
When you give somebody a chance, but then hold that over their head and be like, okay, he should be working for it because he's lucky to even have a job because he's just a dirty drug addict. That's what he sounds like.
That's what it sounds like. I don't think believe it or not to be a Kyle apologist, I don't think that's what he means, but that's how he's totally coming across. And it's like a terrible look.
Yeah. And it's in front of everybody and on TV.
And in front of the waitress with himself. The salmon.
Yeah. In front of the waitress with the Mama D wig and the salmon.
And in front of Emily Van Camp at the next table, plotting.
Revenge.
And in front of Madeline Stowe in her strange chair.
And her one blinking eye. So, let's see. So now he runs off again. He's like, I'm not eating anymore. So he's fighting with himself. So then Sierra is like, oh my God, are we already leaving dinners already? I'm eating his food. she moves over and starts eating his dinner. And Danielle's pissed now. And she's like, yeah, this is not it. And Amanda says, well, I think he's mad because he's giving Carl so many chances. I mean, opportunities. Like, there are a few things, like maybe you could fire someone else, but now he's like, you know, I'm underappreciated and I need more. Like, I don't know. It's like, he's like a seed of an avocado, but it's like, you're not an avocado yet. You know what I mean? Right now, you're just something I have to stab out of the fruit I'm going for.
Yeah. And Gabby's like, well, there's like weird murky waters when hiring someone, especially if they're a cancer. Is he a cancer? I bet he's a cancer. He's a cancer, isn't he? And Amanda's like, no, Carl wanted to be part of the business. And Danielle is like, Kyle, because Kyle is now sat down next to Danielle. And Danielle's like, Kyle, I literally don't want you to sit there right now. He's like, but I'm taking a break from complaining over there. This is my non-complain zone. He's like, no. I heard everything that you said about Carl.
Yeah, just right now, right in that seat. And he's like, I can't hear anything, so I don't know how you heard it. She's like, I'm telling you, I heard every single word you said about Kyle, or about Carl, and I'm pissed. And he's like, well, what am I supposed to do? So then Sierra's like, wow, this Caesar salad is amazing. And Kyle's like, hey, do you even know what you're talking about right now? Come over here, then. Tell me your whole story, all right? Lindsay and Carl download. Come on over.
Yeah, and so... So then Danielle's like, she's like, when you say Carl shows up to work coked out, that is the most unfair thing. It's, no, I never told you that until now. And Carl feels unappreciated. And she goes, well, did this happen 2 weeks ago? She goes, he goes, no, I literally told him, I intervened and I said, never do coke again.
She's like, okay, so it's over a year ago and you're bringing it up now as a reason not to pay him more money? I was like, okay, well, then that's where you step. You know, it's none of your fucking business.
Right. Hey. And Kyle's like, oh, so that's what he wants, more money? If you want to say something to me, come here, let's go for it. Carl could walk away right now and the company won't feel a fucking thing.
Oh, ouch. It gets worse. And she's like, oh my God, so you're just going to talk shit about him and expect me not to have an opinion? He's like, are you kidding me? I gave him the chance of a lifetime. I made him reprieve sales when the guy wasn't hireable for fucking years.
And Danielle's like, you're so wrong. It's laughable. He's like, you're seeing today is all put together. And she goes, I'm seeing Carl in a million different ways. He goes, well, you're getting worked up. And you know why? If you had any fucking clue about what actually goes on Monday through Friday, come talk to me then.
He's like, come on, man. And he storms out. He has stormed out of that particular restaurant so many times. It's hilarious.
And he does it multiple times in one night. He does it all the time.
It's like a housewife storming off, but then walking right back in and storming off again and walking right back in.
The irony, of course, is that Danielle is sticking up for Carl, but by the end of the season, she and Lindsay are going to have a huge, massive falling out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so we'll see. I think once she starts getting the truth or whatever, maybe she'll try and point out the truth to Lindsay and Carl, and that doesn't work well with Lindsay. You know, you're either 100% Team Lindsay or... You're dead. Yeah. You're dead to me. All right, everybody. Well, thanks so much for being with us here for this supersized summer house. Go get your tickets for Watch What Crappens Golden Crappy Awards for this coming Friday in LA, and also the Phoenix trip, and also the live streaming tickets for the Crappies. You can find all of those at watchwhatcrappens.com, and we will talk to you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney. Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Dana C. Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleone.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino. Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg. Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good. Can't stop fanning over Tina Manning.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Better do what she says, it's Elva Enriquez. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides. Undo your fasteners, it's Erin Kastner.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
We will, Joanna Rockland you.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. She's a good hobby, it's Lauren Hobgood. We want to hang with Liz Lang. The incredible edible Matthews sisters. Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.